We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength in the air. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall never surrender until, in God's good time, the new world, with all its power and might, steps forth to the rescue and the liberation of people.
In times of universal deceit, truth is the only rebellion left. On today's show, I respond to a couple questions with regard to QAnon. Is it legitimate or is it dangerous? How should thoughtful conservatives and thoughtful Christians respond? And how do we respond to progressives who are now labeling any conservative as a conspiracy theorist and a follower of QAnon? I'm Dr. Everett Piper, and this is The Rebellion. Welcome to today's edition of The Rebellion. I've been asked a couple questions over the last few days, actually the last few weeks, about QAnon. In fact, I had one listener specifically ask me to do a show, so I'm a little late coming to the party here, but this particular show, this program, today's episode of The Rebellion, will be exclusively on QAnon. I'm going to try to describe it, and then I'm going to give you a couple responses from good Christian writers, good conservative writers who've done their research and are giving their response and their advice with regard to this particular movement called QAnon. I'm also going to deal with the accusation that is now prevalent, especially post-election time, of millennial progressives in particular, who are labeling any conservative, anybody who's standing against Joe Biden, anybody who's supporting the recount that's going on right now in the elections and stands by President Trump's legal right to challenge this election, any of us, myself in that category, being labeled somehow a follower of QAnon, this pejorative label, this negative label being placed upon us, that you're a follower of QAnon just because you hold conservative views. So I'm going to deal with both of those things today in this show exclusively. That's the point. That's the show. First, before we get into the show, remember that if you'd like to subscribe to The Rebellion, please do so. We need you to subscribe. We need more paying members of The Rebellion if we're going to continue to do the show. So please consider subscribing to The Rebellion by going to patreon.com/Dr. Everett Piper, patreon.com/DREVERETTPIPER, Dr. Everett Piper, patreon.com, Dr. Everett Piper. Let's get back to the show. Got a lot of information to cover today. So I'm going to use two articles that are quite good. One is written by Jim Dennison and the other by John Stonestreet. Those are the sources of my information in today's show. They're both published in the Christian Post, and they're both pretty solid. So I'm going to use that, and then I'm going to conclude the show by giving you my response to a follower who asked me some specific questions of post-election responses to conservatives who are supporting Donald Trump and supporting the recount, supporting counting every legal vote and discarding every legal vote. Those conservatives that believe in small government and standing against big government, pro-constitutionalists, pro-life, defending the dignity of the child, standing against the sexualization of young children that the LGBTQ rainbow agenda represents, that somehow that person that I just described, by definition, is a QAnon follower. Okay? I got a lot of material, so let's get going here. So what is QAnon? Jim Dennison starts out his article, which is titled, What is QAnon and Why is it Dangerous and How Should Christians Respond? And it was published in the Washington Post. The Christian Post. He starts out by telling this story. On December 4th, 2016, Edgar Madison Welch drove 360 miles from North Carolina to Washington, D.C., where he entered the front door of a pizzeria called Comet Ping Pong. Armed with a 9mm and an AR-15 rifle, a Colt revolver, and a shotgun, he walked through the restaurant. At one point, he tried using a butter knife to pry open a locked door, and then he fired several rounds from his rifle into the lock. Behind the door was a small computer storage closet. Welch traveled to Washington because of a conspiracy claiming that Hillary Clinton was running a child sex ring out of the basement of Comet Ping Pong. However, the restaurant has no basement. Stop and consider that. When Welch realized that Comet Ping Pong was just a pizza shop, he set down his firearms, he walked out the door, and he surrendered to the police peacefully and without resistance. Welch has been described as a dedicated father, a devout Christian, a man who went out of his way to care for others. He had trained as a volunteer firefighter and went on an earthquake a response mission to Haiti with the local Baptist Men's Association. So Welch is not described as a crackpot. That's not who he was. He's a good man. When he went on trial, he wrote a note to the judge stating, It was never my intention to harm or frighten innocent lives, but I realize now just how foolish and reckless my decision was. Welch was sentenced to 4 years in prison. Okay, so that's the context. This is a man who believed the QAnon message, the QAnon rhetoric. And he recognized that he was foolish for buying into it. So, with that as a context, what is QAnon? Basically, QAnon is the idea that there's a cabal of powerful elites that are abusing children. This cabal is abusing children, and it's getting away with it. The name of the family of conspiracy theories promoted by Q, okay, that's the author. Q is this mysterious person, promotes this theory of this cabal. So Q is a mysterious figure. Supposedly, he's a military official who began posting anonymously online back in 2017, I believe. And Q refers to the clearance level of top secret materials, such as nuclear weapon designs and whatnot. That's the claim for Q, the mastermind of this particular movement, QAnon. Anon refers to the anonymous nature of Q. He's never identified. She's never identified. We don't know who Q is. It's totally anonymous. It's a conspiracy theory that claims that the secret cabal in government, in the media, and other influential institutions is engaging in child sex trafficking and actually cannibalism and human sacrifice. They publish a lot of their stuff on 4chan. They've been identified with white supremacists. They've also been very forthright in being quite anti-Semitic. They will say stuff that's really vague in kind of a prophetic and a predictive style. Q will say something like, he'll post something like, "Watch the water." And because water covers the whole planet, says Dennison, there's going to be an event that involves water, probably. So it's this very vague prophecy of watch the water. And then all the QAnon followers will start looking for something to do with water. And when Donald Trump drinks a glass of water on camera, everybody says, "Look, Donald Trump drank a glass of water on camera. Watch the water." That's what Q predicted. So what does this mean? And they start trying to interpret it. Okay? So QAnon followers believe that this cabal includes Bill and Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and George Soros. They believe that this cabal is openly molesting children and involved in child sex trafficking and the sexualization of minors. They believe that if you extract the blood from children and consume it or inject it into yourself, that that will extend your life because youth has some sort of life-extending capacity for us. So the blood of children, aborted children or executed children, or it is of value to us. That's one of the key components of the Q ideology, is that this cabal of Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, George Soros, Ellen DeGeneres, Pope Francis, Oprah Winfrey, et cetera, the Dalai Lama, all are involved in this use of child blood. One of their hashtags, and you see it out there repeatedly, is WWG1WGA. And what that stands for is "Where We Go One, We Go All." So when you see that hashtag, WWG1WGA, where we go one, we go all. That's the rallying cry of solidarity of QAnon followers. All right. What's wrong with this? We'll get to John Stonestreet's article perhaps after the break. He has a good summary of it, and then I'm going to give you my response to a follower who asked me a couple questions just this week. Here's my problem with everything that we've discussed so far. All right, I have concerns of Bill and Hillary Clinton and George Soros working in solidarity with one another to diminish our freedoms. I think that's provable. That doesn't make me a follower of QAnon. I have concerns about child sex trafficking, which is true. There are hundreds of thousands of children being trafficked across the Mexican border into the United States. That's just a hard, cold fact. The Super Bowl is one of the major events of the year that is used for child sex trafficking and forced child prostitution. Wealthy men from around the world fly in their private jets for that rather than watching the football game. That's a fact. The governor of Texas actually took exceptional action when the Super Bowl was in Dallas a few years ago to try to stop the sex trafficking and the child prostitution associated with the Super Bowl. So just because I believe in limited government, just because I believe that our Constitution is a good thing, just because I believe that Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, George Soros, and the like believe the opposite of me and are working for building big government and diminishing personal freedoms, doesn't make me a QAnon follower. It doesn't make me a conspiracy theorist. It makes me a person that's watching the news, paying attention to the worldviews of those people and disagreeing with their worldviews with facts, not feelings. The other thing that you need to realize is I think the biggest thing that's wrong with QAnon is the anonymity. When I was a dean of students, every time I got an anonymous letter from somebody, you know what I did with it? I didn't even read it. I threw it in the wastebasket. If I opened a letter and I looked to the bottom and I saw that it wasn't signed, and it just said a concerned parent, or it said a concerned student, I didn't even read it. Because I don't care what you have to say if you don't care enough to get the spine and get the backbone to actually sign your name to your concerns. And if you're not going to sign your name to your claims, and you're going to claim some mysterious identity of Q, anonymity, I don't care what you say, because immediately I'm very suspicious of everything, because you're not willing to cite the primary source, which is yourself. Sourcing material is very important. It's one of the things you learn when you're involved in academic research, is you have to provide meaningful sources. So if you don't source your material, then I don't care what you say. And the primary source is yourself. Anytime I get an anonymous letter, an anonymous email, an anonymous text, or back when I was a dean of students and the president of a university, if you send me an anonymous complaint, your complaint doesn't get read because I don't care. You need to identify yourself. So the whole nature of Q is very disturbing because it's QAnon. It's anonymous. So everybody listening to me right now should have a great level of suspicion just because that and that alone. And one more point before we take a break. It's also this claim of gnosis, special knowledge, insider knowledge that nobody else has unless you subscribe to the QAnon theory and the QAnon information, which is anonymous in and of itself and can't be checked. This is Gnosticism. I've talked about Gnosticism before. It was rejected by the early church. It's this claim of special knowledge, secret knowledge, that somehow, if you're involved in the QAnon movement, that you can decipher the secret knowledge that only this person that you don't even know can give to you. I'm very bothered by that. Now, the problem with QAnon is some of the claims that it's making are very serious claims that all of us can agree with. Again, and I'll repeat them. The elevation of big government, that's something we should all be concerned about. The diminishment of the Constitution and its protection of our civil rights, our God-given rights, that's something we should all be concerned about. The fact that Kamala Harris and Joe Biden are part of the radical left, and that the racism of Black Lives Matter governs their ideology, and the questionable science of global warming and climate change is the gospel truth to them. And the fact that they've bought in to the sexualization of children through the LGBTQ rainbow movement. That's a fact. That has nothing to do with QAnon, but because QAnon mentions some of those concerns in its litany of concerns that they cite, or he cites, it gives it an element of viability, if you will. But you need to be able to separate. We need to be able to separate those valid claims from the rest of the QAnon agenda, which I would argue is not valid because it can't be sourced. It's kind of wacky. It's really out there, and there's no proof whatsoever of the claims, even though I agree with the concern of child sex trafficking, big government, and the diminishment of the Constitution. Let's take a break right now, and afterwards, I'm going to give you my response to a friend who asked me questions this week with regard to QAnon. Is it legit? And how about all these progressives that are now claiming that any conservative such as you, such as me, is a QAnon follower just because we don't agree with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris? I'm Dr. Everett Piper, and this is The Rebellion. We'll be right back in a couple minutes. Welcome back to The Rebellion. I want to give you one quick quote from an article from John Stone Street on QAnon, and then I'll get into my response to one of The Rebellion's followers. Here's Stone Street. Of course, it's also true that government leaders, the news media, and the entertainment industry often give conspiracy theorists more ammo than they need. The recent despicable ad floated by Netflix to promote the pornographic Cuties movie was enough to convince anyone that the media elites actively promote pedophilia. Very good point. Same point I was making before the break. A lot of the concerns of QAnon are legitimate. The promotion of pedophilia, Cuties, perfect example. Child sex trafficking, a verifiable fact. Hundreds of thousands of children are being abused. The diminishment of the Constitution by the progressive left, absolutely. The funding of the progressive left and the socialist movement across our nation by George Soros. You can track the money, that's a fact. These are not conspiracy theories, these are facts. And QAnon is concerned about the same things. But you can't buy the whole argument from QAnon because of the anonymity, and some of the other claims are just frankly unverifiable. Don't let them, however, pigeonhole you as being some crackpot QAnon advocate just because you're conservative. So to my response to one of the Rebellion followers, here it is. I agree that some of the QAnon folks are rightly concerned about the moral corruption and the government overreach in our country. But I think they step over the line from what is a provable fact to overt speculation and into even some crazy conspiracy talk on some points. There are also many within QAnon that are extreme in their views, and this is a fact. The anti-Semitism of QAnon alone would cause me to walk away and say, I can't have anything to do with you. Also, I've already covered this, the anonymity of the Q source is very disturbing and again would cause me to walk away. I'm going to throw your letter in the wastebasket. I'm not even going to read it. Don't talk to me in anonymous terms. But here's the point. When progressives label anyone with a conservative, traditional, anti-big government view as a Q nut job, they are just as guilty as the crazies at QAnon, and they're being lazy lemmings in the same fashion. One example of progressives being just as intellectually lazy and biased as Q is that they, the progressives, would put you in the crazy conspiracy nut job category just because you question the whole COVID thing and you believe that it is being overblown to some degree. So everybody out there that questions what's going on with COVID and whether the government's response to COVID is overblown or not is a QAnon crackpot. Okay? That's what the progressives are doing. But that is also, see, that's also a QAnon view. And because it's a QAnon view that COVID is being overblown, everybody else is guilty by association. It's the classic fallacy. It's a Socratic fallacy of guilty by association. It's bias, it's bigotry, and it even smacks kind of racism. It's kind of like saying that all Jews are greedy. Well, just because you found one Jewish person that's greedy doesn't mean all Jews are greedy, but that's bigotry. You put everybody into a category because you found one person, okay? Or saying that all whites are racist. Well, if you find one white person that's racist, that doesn't mean that all whites are racist, okay? It's a fallacy of guilty by association. It's obvious. It's obviously fallacious. So just because some people are greedy or just because some people are racist doesn't mean everybody in that respective group is greedy or racist. And just because some people question COVID, that doesn't mean that all people that question COVID are wacky QAnon conspiracy people. In fact, there are a lot of people that question COVID based on the science that would have nothing to do with QAnon and some of the other things that are going on there. So when progressive Democrats who label all conservatives QAnon do so, they're committing the same fallacies as racists and bigots and those that are biased and anti-science. So one claim that's out there is that Oklahoma just elected 4 QAnon supporters. Well, I don't even know if that's true. And here's why. I endorsed a candidate for state representative in my district, and she prevailed. She won. I endorsed her because she's a conservative constitutionalist who believes in limited government, traditional morality, she's anti-abortion, and she's against the LGBTQ agenda of sexualizing children. I don't apologize for holding any of those views. I'll repeat them. Limited government, traditional morality, anti-abortion, and against the rainbow agenda of sexualizing children. She's also very critical of the COVID response and thinks it's being used by progressives to gain more control of our lives. I think that's true, too. I think it's irrefutable. Just look at what these governors, Gavin Newsom, Gretchen Whitmer, Cuomo in New York, even DeWine, a Republican governor in Ohio. It's completely out of control in terms of the overreach and the hypocrisy of these governors. It's not science. It's power. It's politics. So I endorsed a candidate because we agree on all these terms. We agree on all these terms. She's got guts. She's bold. And she also believes our schools are out of control and that if we don't return to teaching basics rather than critical race theory and political correctness, we're lost. Now, do I apologize for any of this? For backing her, for endorsing her and supporting her? Absolutely not. But here's the thing. She's being accused of being QAnon. As far as I know, there's absolutely no basis for that. There's no reason. It's a crazy accusation. It has no basis, in fact. This is a standard Saul Alinsky tactic. Okay? Alinsky, in his book Rules for Radicals, outlined his rules very clearly. There were 13 of them. And here's rule number 5. Here's rule number 5. Ridicule. Ridicule is man's most potent weapon. There's no defense for it. It is impossible. It's almost impossible to counterattack ridicule. It also infuriates the opposition, who then react to your advantage. So rule number 5 in Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals is ridicule. Label your opponent, in other words. Label your opponent with ridicule, with names, with QAnon labels, or conservative labels, or you're racist just because of the color of your skin labels, or you're a bigot, or you're thoughtless. Label your opponent, or you're careless, you don't care for the poor. Ridicule, labeling your opponent, is a most potent weapon because there's no defense for it. There's no defense for it. Alinsky's Rules for Radicals is the playbook for progressives. Obama actually taught these rules at the university level. Okay? And Hillary Clinton did her research on Saul Alinsky. So they obviously embrace his ideas. I want you to keep in mind that Alinsky dedicated his book to Lucifer, the original radical. Here's another thing. If you go to fact check that, Snopes says that that's not true. But when you look into it a little bit further, see, I know it is true because I've held a book in my hand and I've seen the dedication. It says, Lucifer, to Lucifer, the original radical. Okay, so the original publication of Alinsky says that he's dedicating it to Lucifer. But Snopes says that that's not true in their fact check. Why? Because they call it an epigram rather than a dedication. Well, if that isn't a distinction without a difference, I don't know what is. That is a silly claim on the part of Snopes to somehow step away from the fact that Alinsky actually admired Lucifer, the original radical, and claimed that his book was grounded in that admiration. You can call it an epigram if you want. You can call it a dedication if you want. But a rose by any other name is still a rose. The bottom line is Alinsky openly extolled Lucifer, the original radical. Labeling people, calling them names like the progressives do, and then dodging the facts like Snopes does is exactly what the progressives are doing by labeling you QAnon. The bottom line is, I think QAnon is a bad movement. It has some very wacky ideas. There are legitimate concerns within QAnon that all conservatives should embrace, but we need to distinguish ourselves from this anonymous source and call it out and call it what it is. I'd throw it in the wastebasket if it's anonymous, but I would not allow the progressives to label you and to get you to be silent just because you believe in limited government and the Constitution and protecting children. I'm Dr. Everett Piper, and this is The Rebellion.